Tonight is the Straybirds' first time as feature performers at Cafe Lena. Oliver Cravens and two friends formed the folk group 2 years ago.
It's an honor to be on the same stage and in the same space as some of the people who have inspired us to always do what we do. We'd be happy to keep coming back to Cafe Lena.
Lena Spencer and her husband Bill opened the coffee house in 1960. Bill left 2 years later, but Lena kept the doors open until her death in 1989. Steve Kovacek began performing on open mic nights 27 years ago and has been a patron ever since.
With musicians, she was very nurturing and very encouraging, but she was also demanding. If you were a performer on the main stage during a showcase, you had to be able to deliver or she wasn't happy.
After Spencer's passing, the cafe became a non-profit organization. All the workers are volunteers. Sarah Craig, the group's director, has run the club since 1995.
When she died, everybody realized that as much as they would miss Lena, they just couldn't let the club go. So they raised money to pay off the debts that the cafe had at that time. They developed a nonprofit legal status.
For over 50 years, Cafe Lena has introduced thousands of folk musicians to audiences. Singer-songwriter Bob Dylan is one of many who went on to fame and fortune.
I think at this point, the reputation of the club is such that if you want to be playing the folk circuit in the United States, it's kind of one of those places you have to stop and play.
A new book and CD set celebrate the club's history and Lena Spencer's legacy. They're the result of extensive research by Jocelyn Arum, who first visited the club as a college music student.
I remember walking up the stairs with my guitar over my shoulder and feeling like this place had a much bigger story that I wanted to know about. I recorded over 150 interviews over about a 10-year period, musicians around the country. And the photography collection that we drew from for the book is about 6,000 images.
Arum also recovered 700 hours of audio tapes that were recorded at the club from the early 1960s through the present. She recently delivered them to the Library of Congress, where Todd Harvey is the American Folklife Specialist.
We're especially grateful that such wonderful documentation has been done on a great American coffee house, the Cafe Lena. This will allow researchers to look at decades of traditional music performance and contemporary song composition and really get a sense of how these genres have evolved in the United States.
Next to the cafe runs Lena Lane, commemorating the club and its founder, who became a local legend.
This is a special place. Nurturing of new talent is still a strong part of the cafe. I think it's great. I hope it keeps going forever and after we're gone.
For producer June Sell, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.
I followed her all around, and she kept me in line.